Today, the church celebrates the feast of one of the greatest Jesuits after St. Ignatius and St. Francis Xavier. It is the feast of St. Peter Canisius, born at the beginning of the 16th century in the Dutch city of Nijmegen, which, of course, at that time was the property of Spain. He got a very good education. His family was wealthy and noble and had many children. He was one of them. And he was, of course, the light of that family, though there were several vocations also among his siblings from that family. He made acquaintance with the Jesuits. He studied at Cologne and Louvain and eventually met the Jesuits, and then he met and became a friend of both St. Ignatius of Loyola and of one of my ancestors, St. Francis Borgia, who was to become the third Father General of the Society or the Company of Jesus. And it was he who introduced him and received him into the Company of Jesus. He became a great preacher and a great teacher. And he was sent to Germany, where he preached many, many, many sermons. In one of the, and I've been reading his biography for over a year, it's so long, but so very beautiful and interesting. In 1 year alone, he preached about 200 or 300 sermons. In those days, sermons were not shorties like this one. They lasted 2 or 3 hours apiece. So imagine all the work that he did and the learning that had to go behind them. He converted many Lutherans. He was known as the Hammer of the Lutherans. And he converted back to the church many of those who had fallen away from the church and gone to the heresy of Martin Luther, who tried to destroy the church. But St. Peter Canisius was one of those who stopped it. And of course, he introduced himself, many other wonderful Jesuits, or men who become Jesuits, into the Company of Jesus. And he died finally after a very long, arduous, and strong life in the year 1597. And so today we honor him. I would consider that after St. Ignatius and St. Francis, he is probably the most important of all the Jesuits. Of course, he was friends with many other saints, including the little boy, Saint Aloysius Gonzaga, and also the Polish Jesuit. I can't remember his name all of a sudden. It was there. It escaped, like life does. And, you know, the kinds of friends you keep tells you what kind of person you are. If you hang around with trashy people, you will become trashy just like them. If you hang around with holy people, you will become holy, and they will become holy, and together you will go to the kingdom of heaven. So be holy and stay holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.